At the open, the markets looked like another good day, but then, ouch. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 4th day of March. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. Amazon not only drove a hard bargain in New York, but we're learning they've used some heavy tactics in other states. Here's something you no doubt missed. While President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un were meeting, North Korea hackers were busy. GM is shutting down their plant in Ohio this week. OxyContin manufacturer Purdue Labs may seek bankruptcy, not because they don't have cash. By the way, no more makeup at Virgin Atlantic. How about that? Mike Owen from the Iowa Policy Project joins me to talk about corporate taxes, and it's a stunner. Then Laura Kennard with business networking and education events in the metro. But first, let's get into the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Hey, and welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us again today. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, stocks started the day with a roar, but finished with a whimper. The Dow was down by as much as 250 points before rebounding just a bit. So what happened? Weak construction spending as both public and private projects dropped back. That seems to go along with the idea that 2019 will be a year of sluggish national growth. Investors started the day, though, on the positive side as word came out that President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping could possibly reach a formal trade deal at a summit around March 27th. But then the big decliners came on board. Healthcare, AT&T, Caterpillar, and a host of other names. I'll share all the details once we get into the Wall Street Report. You know, there's been much said about the abrupt end to the Amazon New York City deal. And that got reporters looking at other states and how Amazon has retaliated when asked to pay taxes. The New York Times is reporting today that when Texas officials pushed Amazon to pay nearly $270 million in back sales taxes in 2010, Amazon responded by closing its only warehouse in the state and scrapping expansion plans there. 2 years later, the officials agreed to waive the past taxes in exchange for Amazon opening new warehouses. A similar scene played out in South Carolina, where officials there decided in 2011 to deny Amazon a sales tax break. After threatening to stop hiring in the state, the company did get the tax exemption by promising to hire more people. And last year in Seattle, the company's hometown, Amazon halted plans to build one tower and threatened to lease out one under construction when local officials pushed a tax on large employers. The city council passed a smaller version of the tax, but the company helped finance a successful opposition to repeal it. Now Amazon plans to lease out its space in the tower under construction anyway. Virtually all of America's large businesses drive a hard bargain with governments, angling for benefits and financial incentives. Amazon, though, often plays politics with a distinctive message, and that message is, give us what we want, or we'll leave and take our jobs elsewhere. The tactics help Amazon squeeze as much as possible out of politicians, and now, thanks to the Times, we all know. North Korean hackers who have targeted American and European businesses for 18 months kept up their attacks last week, even as President Trump was meeting with North Korea's leader in Hanoi. The attacks, which often include efforts to hack into banks, utilities, and oil and gas companies, began in 2017, that according to researchers at the cybersecurity company McAfee. And all of that, of course, was during a time when tensions between North Korea and the United States were flaring. But even though both sides have toned down their fiery threats and begun nuclear disarmament talks, the attacks persist. The McAfee researchers said that they watched in real time as the North Koreans attacked the computer networks of more than 100 companies in the United States and around the globe. Well, nobody seems to be able to put the woe on General Motors, as the company will end production this week at its first of five North American plants that it wants to close by early next year as part of a company-wide restructuring effort. The last American-made Chevrolet Cruze will come off the assembly line Wednesday at GM's sprawling Ohio assembly plant near Youngstown. The plant closings come as the Detroit-based automaker moves toward shifting its focus to making trucks, SUVs, and electric and autonomous vehicles. The United Auto Workers has sued GM over the closings, which still must be negotiated with the union. Ohio's political leaders, along with union officials and workers, are leading a campaign to save the Lordstown, Ohio plant, but more than 300 already have transferred to other GM factories. The plant employed more than 4,000 people just a few years ago, but that's been down to about 1,400 hourly employees in recent months. Sources close to the matter say that OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma is exploring filing for bankruptcy to address potentially significant liabilities from roughly 2,000 lawsuits alleging the drug manufacturer contributed to the deadly opioid crisis sweeping the United States. The potential move shows how Purdue and its wealthy owners, the Sackler family, are under pressure to respond to mounting litigation against the drug maker of misleading doctors and patients about risks associated with prolonged use of its prescription opioids. Purdue denies the allegations, arguing that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved labels for its opioid products carried warnings about the risk of abuse and misuse associated with the pain treatment. Filing for Chapter 11 protection would halt the lawsuits and allow Purdue to negotiate legal claims with the plaintiffs under the supervision of a U.S. bankruptcy judge. Virgin Atlantic, one of Britain's top transatlantic carriers, announced today that it would no longer require its female cabin crew to wear makeup while working. In addition, the standard uniform issued to female crew will now also include trousers, rather than requiring workers to specially request them. A statement from the company explained, quote, "As an airline, we have always stood out from the crowd and done things differently to the rest of the industry. We want our uniform to truly reflect who we are as individuals while maintaining that famous Virgin Atlantic style. We've been listening to some of the views of our people and as a result have announced some changes to our styling and grooming policy that support this," end quote. The airline said that will still issue official guidance for female crew who wish to apply makeup at work. "We suspect that travelers can now assume the meticulously coiffured crew member that's serving them chose to put in the extra time on their appearance rather than being forced to." The Dow closed down by over 200 points today to end what had started out to be an upswing sort of a day. Caterpillar and Boeing led the group down to 25,819. The S&P 500 dropped by 0.4% to 2792 after climbing by nearly 0.5%, breaking back below the key 2800 level. The NASDAQ composite closed 0.2% lower at 75.77. Earlier in the day, it was up by as much as 0.6. So what happened? Well, stocks started giving back their gains after the Commerce Department said construction spending dropped by 0.6% in December. Economists polled had forecast a gain of 0.2%. So we had an 0.8% swing. The indexes also rolled over as the S&P 500 tech sector fell by as much as 0.4%. Shares of Salesforce were the biggest decliners in the sector, sliding by more than 3% ahead of their quarterly earnings release. Gold was also down today, off by $11.60 to trade at $1,287.60 an ounce. Crude oil bucked the trend and was up by 65 cents to end the day at $56.45 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note also fell a bit, today paying 2.72%. When we come back, a conversation about taxes, more pointedly about corporate taxes and the state of Iowa. Our guest is Mike Owen of the Iowa Policy Project, and what he will share with you may shock and surprise you because it is not what business groups want you to hear or what they've been saying. That is coming up next here on the Business News Hour.